This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if you can't hear our radio show any other way, you can hear it right there on the website. There's a link to click on. It's a loop, and that loop plays the latest show during the day before the live show comes on over and over and over again every 4 hours. In other words, the show I'm doing right now, after I go off the air, will be playing in a loop right there on the website. And you can just go there and listen to it anytime you want, or go to the podcast, all available on the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, joining us right now from California, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we had a call during the break about the thing that I teased on the way out about the Department of Homeland Security Inspector General refusing to probe the Border Patrol agents on the mounted units that such a big brouhaha was made about by the liberals and smeared by the Biden administration in general. And the inspector general says, nope, they haven't done anything wrong. That's what they're trained to do. That's what they do. So guess what? They're back on the job.
Well, as they should be, and certainly, Captain, you mentioned the idea of smearing. Well, that's exactly what was going on.
Yep.
They weren't whipping anybody, but it is a valuable lesson in how quickly a lie can be turned into literally a media event. This was being compared to slavery. It was, all manner of heinous things were being associated with these Border Patrol officers and their horses. It's just absurd, and certainly this is going against the Biden administration, but the director is doing the right thing.
Now, I want everybody to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. We all know that the Biden administration is dead set against fossil fuel energy and cars being provided, being driven by gasoline and whatnot, right?
Right.
Well, here's more proof to the pudding here. Biden Energy Secretary Granholm appeared in a 2018 video singing about the end of gasoline and fossil fuels.
That's right. They were breaking up with fossil fuels or something in this song. It was
a breakup. It was a Neil Sedaka spiff.
Yeah, it was a breakup song. So basically, yes, this is an agenda. It has nothing to do with them being any kind of leader trying to react to a real crisis, obviously, that's happening to the American people. It's about driving their agenda, no pun intended, but driving their agenda in order to get what they want, and that is to get rid of so-called fossil fuels or gasoline or oil in favor of what they believe to be an electric utopia, Captain, in which everybody will just have enough energy all the time. They haven't even told us how they could make that happen realistically.
Now, China's President Xi and Joe Biden had a little meeting on the video the other night, right?
Yeah, not a Zoom call, but the equivalent thereof, yeah.
But yet, late yesterday, China issued a new round of threats against the United States after Mr. Biden and President Xi had that meeting.
Well, that's right. This, I think, shows that the Chinese president, as it were, President Xi, doesn't take any of this stuff seriously. He knows that Biden is in a weakened state. I think, unfortunately, from the evidence that we see in the public eye, mentally, physically, and politically, and they will try to take advantage of that somehow. Obviously, this video call was meant to try to bolster the president's gravitas in that sense, but I don't know that it's working. China is eyeing Taiwan. They know that that's going to hit the fan when they do something about Taiwan, and I think he sized up President Biden, unfortunately.
Now, Fox News has been dominating the basic cable networks, news networks. MSNBC has currently finished behind 29 other networks amongst advertiser coveted the demo that shows advertisers, you know, where your ad's going to be most effective. They've had a tough time getting 100,000 viewers a night.
That is what we call a crisis, the crisis of broadcasting, to say the least. That is a hit the red button. You know, something is wrong. How do we fix it? I think, Captain, I think, well, we just talked about the energy secretary and a sort of a breakup thing with fossil fuels. Well, people are breaking up with MSNBC, for example. They've had it. They don't want any of this stuff anymore. They don't want everything to be associated somehow with racism, et cetera, and they tuned out.
That's right. All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, here on the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. As we go to break, and I'm going to have Kathy give you the telephone number, so here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people were interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle. This portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow, MyPillow.com, the website. Just go over there, take a look at all the different items they have on the homepage. It all says with promo code, your price is whatever. All reduced dramatically. Of course, the promo code is always going to be Captain. Now, what you want to do is go to the Radio Listener Specials page that has a special link right there on the homepage. Click on that. It'll open up a page all by itself. There'll be anywhere from 24 to 30 different items with ridiculously low prices, even lower than what you saw on the homepage on some different items there. You'll be able to save a boatload of money. Again, promo code is always going to be Captain. And if you want to order instead of by putting your information on the Internet, by telephone, you can do that too. Give them a call at 800-641-5459. Their number again, 800-641-5459. That puts you in contact with a live person who can answer any questions and place the order for you. Now, MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459. And they have a 60-day return policy, and they got plenty of stuff for Christmas over there. All great, great, great products. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. What does it say, Kyle?
Hey, Captain.
You know, Joy Reid, the gift that keeps on giving, scolded Americans yesterday for Biden's low approval and said, shame on you after receiving your $2,000 stimulus checks.
Do we need to hear any more about how that's just to buy votes, I guess?
Well, we said that from the beginning.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And this whole thing is falling apart so much, Captain, that that even and this is indicative of it. Hey, wait a minute! This guy sent you money. You know, respond better to the polls. I mean, this is just—it's just propaganda. It's just trying to prop up, basically, Joe Biden when people see exactly what's happening. So, yeah, no surprise here, I guess, from Joy Reid.
No, and I don't. I just, for the life of me, don't understand how she manages to stay on television. Nobody's watching.
Right. Well, as we talked about these, especially in the coveted demographics of advertising, but it's because of the message. And, you know, if you'll permit me, Captain, I mean, the Captain's America Third Watch has a message, and it's a great message, and people are responding to it. They're latching on to it. They hear it, and it rings true. But
yep.
The message that we're hearing from some of these other programs, like on MSNBC, for example, is the opposite.
And I'm not going to brag about this, but I'm going to just state a fact. On most nights, we have a higher listening listening audience than they do a viewing audience on MSNBC and even CNN from time to time.
Well, that's right. It's a very powerful medium, but MSNBC in particular has lost its way entirely. I can't imagine they can be sustainable.
No, I'd be selling that place if it were me, and maybe I'd make them into the home shopping network number 4 or something.
Right.
Joy Reid can sit there and try to sell people things. Let's see if she can do that.
Well, what she's selling, people aren't buying right now. That's
you
for
bet.
Sure.
Now, the latest Rasmussen Report survey just said likely voters favor Republicans over Democrats, pardon me, by 13 points, 51% to 38. Now, the survey also found that Democrats are only favored over Republicans amongst younger voters, black people, Democrats, and liberals. However, there is a huge 20-point gap amongst independents who would choose a generic Republican over any generic Democrat by a margin of 48% to 26%.
And that, Captain, is one of the primary ways that you would win a presidential election, for example. When the independents start to go towards your candidate, that is a big, big deal. And certainly, it's, what you just mentioned as well, younger people seem to be favoring the Democrats. Well, they're growing up in a world where the Democrats are trying to send them checks all the time, or you don't have to work, or this and that. But there are some pretty significant life lessons, unfortunately, that are on their way in terms of how the world works. And perhaps they'll change their point of view eventually. I'm not saying a bad thing. I'm simply saying that the way the Democrats have presented it is not reality.
And I want to give a special shout-out to Christine down here in Sarasota who just chimed in. She's saying, good morning, gentlemen. She must not know you.
Well, good morning, Christine.
Yeah, just kidding, just kidding. All right, now, about 10% of Americans move every year, right, Kyle?
Yes, just about, yeah.
Which means the counties in question should be generating at least tens, if not hundreds of thousands, of canceled registrations, correct?
Right.
Well, Judicial Watch went out there, and they've successfully brought lawsuits that have led to the cleanup of a number of states and counties' voter rolls. And now they are threatening to bring suits against, you ready for this?
Yep.
Arkansas, California, Illinois, New York, and Oregon, all of which are reporting similarly low number of statutory removals. For example, in 2020, Judicial Watch released a study that found at least 353 U.S. counties in 29 states had voter registration rates that exceeded 100% of the voting eligible population. These are called dirty voter rolls, and they mean dirty elections, so said Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch.
Well, my question is then how else are Democrats going to continue to get elected if you can't have dirty voter rolls? You know, I'm being funny, of course, but this is very, very significant. And because it favors the Democrats, let's say, in so many ways, you won't hear a lot about that from Democratic legislators.
Now, since August, when the debacle in Afghanistan ripped away the veil and enabled many to see the real Joe Biden, not through an improving media filter, we've seen a cratering of his approval across the board on all major issues. Now, media may have been able to spin it up until that point, but once Americans saw how incompetent he was, how he lied about everything, and most importantly, left thousands of Americans and Afghan allies behind in Afghanistan, many of whom still happen to be there, Kyle, it wasn't something they could unsee, and it opened too many eyes about the experience of Joe Biden. Henceforth, his approval rating has been dropping like a rock ever since.
Well, it certainly has, and it's something that you can't unhear. It's something you can't unsee. It's not something that you can push to the side and say, well, that it's whatever, because it struck home for so many Americans.
And yesterday, long-time Democrat Senator Patrick Leahy in Vermont announced he is not running for re-election. That's number one. Number two, a buddy of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Representative Jackie Speier, out there where you're at in California, said that she's not going to seek running for re-election. So far, 15 Democrats have either retired or say they're not running again.
Well, some of it, obviously, is they may be getting to a time in their life they don't want to run for office. But that being said, I think a lot of it, too, Captain, is remember that old Bible story about the handwriting on the wall. And I think they're seeing the handwriting on the wall, that they're going to get clobbered in 2022, and they're getting out of Dodge to a great degree.
Well, Newt Gingrich is at it again, and I'm just going to say what he said. I'm not going to say it for my sake, but for his sake. He says, I believe in immediate, consistent, and effective Republican application of the lessons of 2021 could lead to a 40 to 70 seat gain in the House and at least four Senate seats and gains in governorships, state legislatures, local offices, including school boards next year. I totally agree with him.
Well, and who has set the stage for this? Joe Biden, the Democrats, who's ever in the White House trying to run things, Kamala Harris, you name it, and the media, they set the stage for this. You know, you would think that they tried to be a little smarter about how they wield power, but they just haven't been. They've gone so far overboard, Captain, that people, it's going to be hard for Democrats to get arrested for years and years.
How is this going to play out when the real truth comes out, and probably Fox is going to release it, about what the Democrats are trying to do behind the scene to see what it would take to get Kamala out as vice president? How's that going to work out?
Well, it's going to be very controversial. It's going to, I think, I liked how Dan described it as a civil war. Those never really work out well, obviously, politically. And it's going to be more damning to the Biden administration.
All right, I hear the music coming up, so don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, it's all about we the people here on this program. You make things go, and we make America go, and we need to let these people know, and I'll give you the phone numbers again when we come back, what it is that we expect from the people we elect. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. An appeals court dominated by Republican-nominated judges was chosen at random Tuesday to deal with a flurry of lawsuits against the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate.
The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit was the winner of a lottery that was triggered by multiple appeals courts receiving challenges to the mandate, which was promulgated at the behest of President Joe Biden and would affect every business with 100 or more workers if it's allowed to take effect. Representative Jackie Speier, Democrat of California, announced she will not seek re-election in 2022, adding to the list of Democrats who are not seeking re-election.
There's also another chapter or two in my book of life, and I intend to contribute to you, the communities I love on the peninsula and in San Francisco.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. A shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning and news breaks. What you need to know, the place to go from 2 to 6 a.m. is the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. I'll see you there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, and thank you very much, Kathy, for doing that, too. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and you are listening to us right now, and we certainly appreciate everybody tuning in and chiming in. A lot of activity in the chat room and on the messenger tonight. We love hearing from people. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is part of my daily regimen. I take it twice daily. And simply put to you, it works for me. I was taking Mobic. I was taking Flexeril for the problems that I have had with my left ankle and foot and leg and my back and my shoulder. It was something that was a joint effort, but it had some side effects to it. Couldn't wait to get rid of it. When I did, I started to take a handful of leave at a time, and that's not very good, by the way. Anybody knows that. But I just did that because I wanted to get away from the Mobic and the Flexeril. And then I found out about Relief Factor. And boy, did I strike it rich when that happened. Because Relief Factor is all natural, 100% drug-free. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation and lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got going on, and will even go to the source of the pain to get rid of it, which is something that's really amazing. Simply put, it works for me, it'll work for you. Now, all you do is you try the 3-week quick start. That's what gets it going, the 3-week quick start. And that's 1995. And you go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. You'll see a little page there, a little page within a page where you click that, 1995, quick start. And it'll show you all the different things that they have to offer. Plus, it'll show you a little video, if you want to watch it, about the way the product works so that you'll be thoroughly knowledgeable in what's going on. And again, 1995, three-week quick start. You'll know by the end of 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work for you, okay? You will know in the story. But 1995, three-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain gets it all going. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, we talked about the Rasmussen poll. We didn't talk about what's going on in a federal court where Donald Trump is trying to keep his tax returns out of the hands of members of Congress. And a court yesterday, a federal judge, asked the Democrats if they truly wanted to set the precedent of allowing Congress to view personal records of presidents and their families, warning that a future Congress might as easily set its sights on a Democrat or his whole family.
Well, certainly, that is the central question. And also, Captain, I might point out that all throughout the Trump era, throughout the Trump presidency, the Democrats and many in the media, unfortunately, have been more than willing to throw things out the window just because it was all about getting Trump. It was an obsession. It was a Trump derangement syndrome. We haven't heard that for a while, right? But it's anything. Brett Kavanaugh, just throw it out. Do we need due process? Heck no. We don't need that at all because we're trying to get Trump's nominee. Well, you know, we're trying to get Trump. So this is a great question, and they should think twice because they're simply establishing a precedent because they hate Trump.
Now, a second set of states has filed a federal lawsuit challenging the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. This after one of the suits somewhere down the line was tossed from a federal court for whatever reason, but they're 0-for-1 so far in challenging this mandate. I don't know what it's going to take to get it done, but there's another one that just started. And a judicial panel on Tuesday consolidated 34 lawsuits challenging the Biden administration's workplace COVID-19 vaccine rule in the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. So 34 lawsuits all became one. That's a venue favored by the opponents of the rule, and it's the Sixth Circuit Court, which was chosen randomly to hear this case.
Well, right, and I think the latest suit, group of states, as you mentioned, also, I think, includes Montana, Arizona, Utah, West Virginia, Mississippi, and others, Idaho as well, you know, there's a real pushback going on here. Again, it's not about health or the vaccine or anything like that. This is about whether or not the federal government, the chief executive in particular, has the ability to mandate these kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the process we have in this country.
And the Biden administration is set to announce the purchase of some 10 million Pfizer COVID pill courses.
Yeah, very interesting. Very interesting. You know, we seem to be hearing again, Captain, and I'll bring up Dr. Fauci, so I'm sure Jeff will be, he will be right on the spot here in just a moment, in the chat room. But, I think Dr. Fauci was talking about trying to get things to an endemic level rather than a pandemic level, and that, of course, seems to me that that they're really trying to figure a way, how are they going to treat people if they get COVID? How are they going to try to get the numbers down to some degree? Because whatever they're doing isn't working right now. They thought it would work for them politically, but it's just not.
All right. Well, Fred in Fort Lauderdale just sent us a message. He says, Captain, there's now talk of offering Kamala Harris a SCOTUS nomination if she would step aside voluntarily. Yes, we all know that there is no vacancy, and all of this is speculative, and get it in writing sworn in the presence of a bishop, rabbi, and a priest. And think about this. Maybe she's had her fill and wants an exit stage left. Well, she's not happy. We all know that, because she wanted a bigger portion of the pie than what she got, and she wanted nothing to do with the border, which is what she was supposed to be doing.
That's exactly right. And, you know, Captain, a leader, and thank you, Jeff. We just saw that come into the captain's group.
Oh, he put the duck in there?
He did. And, but yes, you know, she could have taken the reins of any of these projects and tried to demonstrate leadership, or an administrative ability, or just be in command, for goodness sake. But she didn't do any of those things, and I think that's hurt her politically, you know, in a very significant way.
Well, of course, of course. And finally, there was another terrorist attack in Africa at the Burkina Faso military outpost that killed some 32 people in the tri-border area of Niger and Mali. Of course, Burkina Faso has been the scene of horrific Islamic jihadist violence. That, of course, we're talking about Africa there, and the violence is just picking up again in Africa, and I don't know who's going to take the lead there, whether it's going to be France, or it certainly isn't going to be us. I mean, we're there, but we're not going to get out in the middle of all this, so somebody's got to take the lead and go after these people.
Well, that's right. This has been going on at least since 2015 with groups linked to Islamic State and so forth, and also local issues as well, local violence. They're trying to reach out. They don't know what they're going to do, and we understand that it's the situation is very bad.
Yeah. Now, the Pentagon, there's going to be a showdown in Oklahoma over this vaccine stuff with the Oklahoma National Guard, and the governor saying that they are not going to follow the federal vaccine mandate. The Pentagon came out in no uncertainties and said they have the authority over the Oklahoma National Guard to order them to take the vaccine or else.
That's precisely right.
And the or else is not pretty.
It's not pretty, and unfortunately, we're seeing, again, Captain, how the federal government just doesn't seem to want to do the science. They don't want to get to any kind of reasonable, practical solutions in these matters, mm-hmm. that simply comply.
Now, what's funny is I've heard from some of my friends in Oklahoma. Oklahoma is one of those states that actually has a recognized and trained state militia.
That's right.
So if they were to disband the National Guard, which I wouldn't think they would, but if they were to disband the National Guard, there is a state militia that answers only to the state.
That's right. Well, what they're basing a lot of this on is that when the Guard gets called up for their monthly training, they still get federal funds, and that's where I think they're trying to apply that pressure.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're going to take a look at the weather again on the Highway and Byway Report and see if there's been any changes. Kind of looks like there has been, so we'll get to that, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
People talking about what is and what ain't country. Gives them the right to wear a pair of beat-up boots. Is it the size of your tires and your fires or your wild-ass buddies? Well, give me a minute, let me hit you with some hometown truth. You can be a cowboy on the Texas plain or a plowboy waiting on the rain. We're all a little different, but we're all the same. Everybody doing their own thing. I got my on a no-cab tractor hauling in bales, backing in boats, fishing limb lines, running bird dogs through the Georgia pines. Step side covered down in peanut dust, Friday night spotlighting that was us. It might not have been you, but I can't.
feel so right. Did you lock eyes with a little green-eyed girl from Jackson? Tell me what got you. I just gotta know. Me, I got my Sunday learning in a live oak church. Silver queen corn in the backyard dirt. Waiting for the fall to finally come along, so I can grab my gun and get my outside on. Step side covered down in peanut dust. Friday night spotlight, and that was us. It might not have been you, but I can't judge. Just be proud of what makes you country.
Alrighty, Kyle, what makes you country?
I like that. I really do.
I asked you a question. What makes you country?
Oh, well, I love country music, and I've got good history, my family history as well.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Pretty country, I'll tell you that.
Yep, we had a big old farm that I was born and brought up on, and it was a lot of fun doing that. And those were younger days when I was doing what I was doing, but I went on to do other things, and life took me in a different direction, and that's all okay, because everybody, and I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, if you were born and brought up on a farm, you learn how to cook, you learn how to fix things, you learn how to do some hard work, daylight to dark and beyond sometimes, and it wasn't a bad thing, it was a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Of course, no,
and these
exactly.
People, and these people that don't want to work right now, and these people that are going, well, it's 5 o'clock and I've been here for 8 hours and that's enough for me, go on, get out of here.
Right.
Jeez, get out of here.
Well, growing up on a farm, of course, that's dusk to dawn and then some.
You betcha. All righty, tell me what's going on out west.
All right, folks. Well, out west tonight, of course, we're tracking a freeze warning for one thing, and this is going to be up in central Oregon along Interstate 5 near Roseburg, also heading up towards Eugene, but also in Richard the Marine territory, where he chimed in earlier, said it was 39 degrees, and, of course, that's approaching the freezing, but you've got that freeze warning going through there. So if you have your if you're trucking through there, check your fuel. Make sure you're ready in case it gets much colder. Also, freeze warning along I-84. This is going to be east of Portland as you head towards Walla Walla, so be aware of that. In Seattle and Portland, we're expecting some more rain here in the next couple of days or so as we see a big system coming in off the coast of the Pacific Northwest. The fog advisories that we had over the last couple of nights, folks, along the California coast, those have gone away, so that's something good to tell you. High wind warning up in northeastern Montana, and then also we've got some rain and snow. This is going to be east of Denver as you head over towards Nebraska. But the Estes fire, of course, continues. They did have some evacuations there in central Colorado, and once again we lost a pilot with a single engine tanker that was fighting that fire there in Colorado. Very sad news, and our hearts go out to them tonight.
Okay, well, we've got some changes in the weather, and I'm going to start with Maine and New Hampshire first. The northern part of New Hampshire, the northern part of Maine, all the way across, if you guys are going up to pick up a load of French fries up there in Caribou or Presque Isle or beyond, you are going to be in snow. It is snowing pretty hard up there right now. This has all happened in the last hour or so, and it looks like as if it's going to come on down. We got a gale warning now that's been expanded all the way from Nova Scotia down along the coast of Maine, down along Massachusetts, down along Long Island, down along Jersey, all the way down to Virginia, right outside of Norfolk and Newport News. So be advised of that. The wind's going to be very windy there. We've also got some cold temperatures in the north tonight, not quite as cold as what they were. Same as here. We're down to 59 right now. That's about 10 degrees warmer than it was last night at this time. Coming down into Florida, we've got some windy conditions down in the Keys tonight, south of Miami, all the way down to Key West. And taking a look at some weather that just came floating in there, we got some unsettled weather conditions in the southwest corner of Arkansas, northwest corner of Louisiana, and going up the east side of northeastern corner of Texas to include I-30 and even I-20 going across over into Louisiana, where we're probably going to have some wind and maybe some showers in there. A fire weather advisory just popped up in the central part of Kansas tonight, and we've got winds again. If you're up on the interstate, I-94 in North Dakota or I-90 in South Dakota, there are wind gusts up there, folks, right now, 60 to 70 miles an hour. Please, please, please be careful. They're the kind of winds that'll knock your rig right over. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. And good morning there, Christine, and I appreciate what you're saying there. Florida flip-flop girl in D.C., she's freezing at 54 degrees. Yeah, I bet you. All right, let's go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right. Obviously, a lot of things going on in the world in which we live in, and Judicial Watch came out and said that they're taking a look at five states where they want to change, have the rolls purged, if you will, because of the problems they got there. The five states are Arkansas, California, Illinois, New York, and Oregon. No surprise there.
Well, what you're saying is that they have what are known as dirty voter rolls.
Right.
And that means that especially, for instance, in California, where they do mass mailings of ballots, a procedure that they are, in fact, keeping isn't just a one-off because of the pandemic, that they're mailing out ballots to address people that likely don't exist at all. And that invites, obviously, voter fraud.
Right.
So I don't know what the conditions are in the other states, but if California is a template for what Judicial Watch is doing, you can bet it's the same for the other states.
Well, they released a study that found that at least 353 U.S. counties in 29 states had voter registration rates that exceeded 100% of the voting eligible population.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yep.
So, so this tends to say that if they don't clean it up, then we are going to stay in the same condition that we've been in, and lack of confidence in where we are.
Yep, yep, and yep. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Check out her website, FoundersCode.com. Find out all the great things that she does over there. And I'm sure you're going to want to sign up for her email blast when she gets them out there. In the meantime, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.